is broken again. But Mr. Skylight in the house, and by lollipop time, we mean Ascension, and Jake is on the line.
Yeah, Jake is on the line. What bumper were you trying to play?
There's just that blank file that I have that's 10 dozen minutes with Chicken Skullhead as the title.
Oh, I see.
And it's the same file from last week, so I am frightened and confused.
And it worked last week?
Worked last week. But now everybody knows what song I'm playing for our outro.
Oh, that's true. Let's see. There are a few... There are actually a ton of questions from days prior to today. There are a handful of them that I think, well, you know what? Let's just look backwards if we run out of questions. I doubt if we're going to. Anybody who asked a particularly insightful question, say yesterday or the day before, feel free to ask it again if you want to. Obviously, big news, the Ascension countdown is up. A huge release of ass tension on this end. And, well, actually, not a release of tension so much as a replacement of tension with a slightly different flavor of tension. But at least there's the sort of inevitability factor now. Makes it a little easier.
Yeah, rest assured we're not going to start running that counter backwards.
Nope, we aren't.
We are committed.
Pretty much could roll now. Just some fine-tuning, and we're decided to spend the last few days while they're the test crew, which, big shout out to the test crew. Every single one of those guys have just voluntarily allowed themselves to be made Ascension's bitch and have been invaluable. You guys, it's just been such an amazing amount of work that they've done for, you know, just love of the game, man. Let's see.
So we're starting at 6:04.
I was thinking we would just start at today.
Oh, shit, today's 6:06.
Man, today is 6:06.
6:06:05. Yeah. Almost there.
Indeed. So, let's see. Harakan says, this is kind of a random question, is there a reason that when you have only taken 999 trips to the shore that you can still get the big boat trophy? Yeah, there's this, I decided to keep track of, that's actually something I should fix for after people ascend. I keep track of the shore rewards in kind of a dumb way, so it actually skips over certain numbers in the trip and then modifies the number that it shows you. And I think I'm just checking for it wrong in the trophy shop because I forgot. Let's see. Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, a week or two ago, you said that you were going to redo how damage absorption, hat/pants power works. Have you, and how does it work? I have. We've changed it, and it did get rolled out. And it's been modified such that at lower levels, the equipment that you use makes a much bigger and more noticeable difference, and that the gains you get from just having a ton of good equipment and a ton of absorption stuff and a ton of bucklers equipped and a ton of, you know, turtle shell skills cast on you, you get sort of diminishing returns over time, which is the way it was before, but it's a little different now. And I don't want to actually just, like, spoil the formula. And people will gather data, they'll figure it out. Let's see. Nathan 186 says, can I keep familiars in my terrarium equipped with items, or do those items need to be taken off as well? During Ascension, you don't have to unequip them. The code unequips them for you. So yeah, you don't actually have to pick up each familiar, unequip its accessory, and then put it back in the terrarium.
Which is good, because the pain, yes. The mechanic for taking familiars out of the terrarium is still kind of janky.
Is it?
Well, at least for... Now that everyone can see your familiars, having a better way to rename them would be good.
Right.
Because right now you have to take each one out and rename them and then put them back.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. I mean, I suppose I could just as easily make, one single button at the bottom to rename, and then just have every place that the name is displayed a text box. Or, I mean, it would also take 10 minutes to just write a script to rename all your familiars at once and then put that in. But, yeah. Let's see. Ponjo says, Jick, I've been playing 1,000 blank white cards with some friends. Good on you. 1,000 blank white cards is a fun, fun game. Can I use a few of your KOL monster ideas in our games? The Were-Taco would be cool. You know, sure, if you want to, but we find that, you know, the more we play 1,000 blank white cards with Kingdom of Loathing people, the more we just start to get a lot more satisfied with the non-Kingdom of Loathing stuff that we do in the games. You know, but if you want to, yeah, as long as you're not going to, like, try and sell it and pretend it's your idea, then knock yourself out.
And trying to sell some kind of blank white cards kit, I think, would be kind of a dipshit maneuver anyway.
Yeah, who would think that you could just sell some sort of box of
index cards, a marker.
Wow.
And rules.
Let's see.
Huh? And rules, you know. Mm. No.
Devo Boy says, are we asked out for casting Smile during Hardcore? I don't know what asked out means. During Hardcore, you can... basically you can't, because during Hardcore you won't be able to equip any Mr. Store items. So you won't be able to cast Smile, and you will not be a valid target for Smile. So, yes, whatever asked out means, yes, you are asked out. Vicious Weasel says, will there be a reward for Hardcore Ascensions, and will it be usable and useful in further Softcore Ascensions? Yeah. The way the rewards are delivered to you makes the whole, like, it's a little weird if you're doing just Hardcore Ascension after Hardcore Ascension after Hardcore Ascension, but yeah, I mean, there will be stuff. The rewards for Hardcore, especially the real high-end Hardcore Ascension rewards, will be very useful, you know, in the future when you can pull them out and use them.
Yeah, those are nifty as hell. As soon as you put up that countdown, I just started vibrating with enthusiasm, thinking about all the things people are about to see.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I haven't stopped.
The stuff that what really gets me about it is every time I think, you know, like, oh, I feel horrible, this has taken so long and people are expecting so much and they're going to be so disappointed, I forget about the stuff that's been written for years and just doesn't seem like a big deal to us anymore, that's, you know, going to make it. Yeah, it's just a lot of replayability going there. I mean, you look at how many turns the Ascension tester guys have been able to play without getting burned out, and imagine how long it would take to play that much if you, you know, weren't able to run days and days and days every day. Like, yeah, I'm pretty excited. This is I'm kind of nervous because this is the single biggest rollout of content that we've ever done, and the single biggest, like, technical. I mean, it isn't exactly technically challenging to get it out there, but there's just so much has changed that there, you know. Though I have faith in the testing that we've done.
Do you think that this is a bigger chunk of content than rolled with the game initially?
Oh, absolutely.
That's groovy.
I mean, the game initially consisted of, you know, 20 adventures in Cobb's Knob and 20 in the Haunted Pantry and the Market. Mm. I mean, this was, well, I mean, I spent like a week on stuff that I rolled out the first time. Hmm. Let's see. Vladimir says, brilliant way to reintroduce the Pale. Will the Pretentious Artist quest be one you have to / can do each ascension? Yeah. I mean, you'll almost... I find it pretty implausible that you won't be able to just sort of accidentally do it every ascension. You won't have to go out of your way. As long as you go talk to him and get it to where those items are going to drop, then they're just going to drop. You know, if you are, you know, say, really pressed for time and you want to save those three turns, don't go talk to him, and you won't waste those turns if you're going for just like a speed run. You know, because you don't need to do the artist quest for anything.
There aren't too many new, or are there are some new tattoos, right?
Yeah.
So there aren't too many though.
Yeah, there aren't too many that come from the artist. There are a metric ass load of new tattoos, but there are probably three times as many new tattoos as there are tattoos in the game, if you actually count them.
Hmm.
The as far as the outfits, there's just a handful of new outfit tattoos. Let's see. Amazing Upa says, can you explain how damage absorption, as found in the bucklers, works in the game? That sort of came up earlier. I don't really want to specifically explain. You basically end up with a number that is a combination of your hat and pants power and the absorption bonuses granted to you by effects and skills and other, you know, enchanted items like the bucklers. And that number determines what percentage of the final damage that the monster would do to you is absorbed by your armor. I mean, it caps out at what is a fairly unreasonable level. We sort of developed a theoretical maximum. So, like, let's say that this person has ascended, you know, enough times to have every relevant skill and has just all of the very best pieces of equipment. Then we added a few hundred to that, and that's sort of the theoretical maximum on the formula that determines the absorption percentage. But yeah. Amazing Upa says, and so do have a lot of people have asked this, when can we expect the Super Duper Seal Clubber skill to be implemented? Here is something that Ascension has taught me. I'm not ever going to make any promises about time again.
Except that it will keep marching on.
It will, and it'll keep on slipping into the future, as Steve Miller once suggested that it would. So, you know, man, I don't know. I don't know when it'll happen. I'm not going to tell you a month, because then you'll be pissed off if it's 6 weeks. Not you, necessarily, but it just, like, I'm beginning to understand, you know, as much as I hate saying this, I'm beginning to understand why Blizzard does what they do, which is to just not give release dates until it's close enough that they know they're going to make them. And, you know, it bothers people. But I don't think it bothers people as much as, you know, that bastard Jick is late again. But, yeah. So, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's one of the... You know, I mean, it's hard to say. I'm curious about what it's going to be like for me working on this after this rolls. Because, I mean, I almost feel like I'm not even going to want to take a break. You know? I guess I got to run out of it. Like, this last couple of weeks has just been an insane amount of, you know, just really enjoyable, really enthusiastic, really, you know, really intense work. And, I don't know, I'm going to keep the momentum up for a while. I'm just going to stop working on stuff now that this rolls out and just sit and drink champagne for 2 weeks.
Maybe but, one night, though, I think we'll...
Yeah, well, I mean, there will definitely, you know, I certainly won't... There will be some time, some downtime, but not complete downtime. There'll be, you know, a few things. Let's see. Morbank says, "Hey, Jick, how about making each cast of Ode to Booze last one day instead of 15 adventures? It makes more sense to me since drinking is an adventure-based." Yeah, I mean, it effectively probably should just be one adventure, so that, you know, you cast it, you drink everything you're going to drink for that day, and then, you know, if you want to have it apply to the last thing that you drink for that one extra point of drunkenness, then you have to cast it again later. I mean, there isn't any way, there's no mechanism for having buffs last a day. I suppose that wouldn't be that hard, and it might be an interesting mechanic. I mean, the reason that I've always sort of shied away from things that lasted an entire day was because that just sort of messes with people who are in different parts of the world. It's not necessarily like they're going to wake up, cast something that lasts all day, and then have it on them for most of the day, especially for PvP, stuff that has to, you know, stuff that you're concerned about being there when you log off. But yeah. Let's see. AdWriter says, "Would it be possible to have MP items toggle not reset on the skills page? In other words, if I choose phonics down, can it remain phonics down in the menu?" Yes. In fact, I changed that a few days ago, and I probably just forgot to push it to the live servers. So there you go, AdWriter.
Push it good.
Oh, I pushed it real good.
Excellent.
Let's see. Primavera Angel Hair says, "Obligatory xenophobe reference." Thank you. "So are Oxygenarian and Boostifarian based on the Breatharians and Rastafarians, as I'm guessing?" What are the Breatharians, Mr. Skullhead?
There actually is a group of people that claim that they can survive eating absolutely nothing and drinking absolutely nothing. And, I don't know, they're led by some Swami-type guy who actually claims that he hasn't eaten in years, and people will say, like, "Yeah, but we just saw you eating a box of Ho-Hos." And he'll say, "Oh, yeah, but I didn't need to." So, yeah. Yeah, they are. There is a Breatharian, and definitely Boostifarian is Rastafarian.
Yeah, no, that would be a little too... I just wasn't sure that Oxygenarian was actually a reference to something that you were aware of. Let's see. Armax says, can you make us, we can abbreviate veteran to vet in chat commands. Also, will you add veteran 2 in a year, or preferably in 6 months, to preserve veteran 1's exclusivity? Probably not.
We should do a 5-year veteran, just to see how many people hang out.
see if that ever happens. Which I'm sure it will, you know. I think you and I would get access one of these days.
If we wanted to put to abbreviate veteran to vet, but then what if we wanted to put in a veterinarian channel?
That's true. That's true.
I'll be right back. The silent song of urination.
Ah.
We are a part of the urination.
That is a good song. Armax says, what are your post-ascension priorities? I hope one is clan halls, where we can't even delete our own posts, the stash is a mess, karma is clumsy, and warfare has no goodies that are... Warfare has goodies that are no good. Which I guess is the same thing as saying no goodies that are good. That just isn't actually what he said. There's definitely... clan versus clan is a down-the-road, big overhaul project that, we're pretty excited about. There's been a lot of really good ideas on how to do that. You know, there's been... It is kind of crappy. You know, it went as a meat sink for the high end of the players at the time to just kind of play with. And it's terrible. I mean, the reason that I wrote an RPG instead of an empire management game is because I suck at stuff like that. It's totally, like, there's always, you look at the leaderboards, there's always just one clan that dominates because it, just of the imbalances between offense and defense, and, yeah. You know, we're going to try and do stuff where the individual members of the clan actually sort of are involved in the clan's success at clan versus clan. Yeah, you know, the interface things, sure. That, you know, one more day spent just kind of going through and looking at stuff like, you know, making you put stash items in more than one at a time, that kind of thing. That's one of the priorities. I mean, the thing is, like, we've been thinking about nothing but ascension stuff for so long that it's really, you know, there are so many back burners now I don't know really where to go with that analogy. There are so many back burners that I don't even remember which things have been cooking the longest. That kind of thing. There's hardly anything that you can look at in the game and say this sucks or is inadequate or is incomplete that we don't feel equally concerned about and feel that it eventually deserves some attention, but it's just a matter of when. Let's see. Cthulhu says, at the risk of being the contest horse that I am, will DJs be able to access and give out prizes from their Ascended accounts? That's something we'll have to talk to them about. We'll figure something out. You know, it might be the case that we create, you know, a multi for the radio. Sort of give the DJs a mechanism separate from, like, K-Mail or the gift shop to get prizes to people when they win, if that needs to happen. But, you know, we'll figure it out. You're not going to miss out on a lot of stuff. Let's see. Matrix Michael says, if I hardcore ascend, will there be anything content-wise that I will miss from softcore ascending? No.
And you probably won't ascend just once. Like, you'll do a hardcore, and then maybe you'll do a softcore, but all of the content's there.
Yeah, the thing is, here's what a lot of people, I think, who are really excited about the hardcore thing don't, they aren't taking into account now. There are really three significantly different... One of the biggest things that makes... this is kind of hinted at in the Ascension fact, but there are multiple ways that aren't the paths and aren't softcore versus hardcore to go through, like based on the stuff that your Zodiac sign does and the stuff that the Zodiac sign opens up to you. And some of those are going to be a lot... You're going to be a lot better off doing hardcore ascensions with access to certain content and access to certain mechanics. So you're really probably going to want to do, three softcore ascensions before you start seriously trying to figure out how to, the best way to do like a hardcore ascension, just in terms of, you know, being able to play more turns per day and stuff. I mean, it's But yeah, you'll see, you can see all the content in hardcore that you see in softcore, just obviously not as quickly. Sephiroth says, is this a real countdown, or are you merely testing the countdown system? A little bit of both.
If this had been a test of the countdown system, the big numbers that you just saw would be followed by Ascension.
Right.
Or if this hadn't been a... If this was... Damn it. Oh, well.
Yeah, I think I crashed and burned. I think people generally got what you were going for there.
I mean, I could make the noise.
Everyone just fill in your own joke, yeah.
Can I just... should I just sit here and beep for, like, 30 seconds?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
I don't think they do any emergency broadcasting on internet radio stations. If the internet's still working, nothing can possibly be wrong, right?
Yeah.
iSpec says, would it be possible to have a previous and next at the bottom of the messages screen to complement the ones at the top? Yeah, actually, I find myself wanting that all the time. And I went in to do it, and I had just done something kind of weird that made it so I couldn't really do it easily, but I'll do it again. I'll look again. Yeah. Let's see. Ashelon says, is there any way there can be a outfit currently wearing line on the equipment page? Isn't there? Like, if you're wearing one of the full outfits, doesn't it already tell you? I know it tells you on your character sheet.
I don't think it tells you if you're wearing one of your custom outfits.
Well, no.
You know what? No, it doesn't. Because I'm wearing the Harem Girl outfit right now, and it says I'm not.
Really?
Or it doesn't say that I am.
It says you're not. Yeah. You are not wearing the Harem Girl outfit. Wow, that's fucked up.
And I can still select to put it on from the outfit menu.
Okay. So, sure. Yeah. That should be there. I guess it's just not. Seamoragu says, in the familiar list, the current skills has a comma in it, but the rest of the list doesn't. Is that in looking at somebody else's familiars, or... do you know what he's talking about?
In the familiar list, the current skills has a comma in it. That's not something that I can see, because none of my familiars have more than 100 kills. Or 999 kills.
Okay, fixed. If it's like that when you're looking at other people's familiars, then I don't know about it, and it'll have to be fixed. Armax says, colors for chat channels equals best idea ever. Well, second to the condom machine in your mom's bedroom. Oh, burn.
Somebody call
burned.
Montgomery Burns.
I'm going to duck into the bathroom while you answer a couple questions there, Stewie.
All right. Let's see. Jill Bob says, it's been reported that Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller fame and his wife Emily have named their newborn daughter Moxie Crime Fighter Jillette. Any thoughts? Well, Moxie's a cool name. Crime Fighter, I don't know about. That's, what should we name our daughter so she does not get the shit kicked out of her in school? I know. Moxie Crime Fighter. But at least she can go by MC, and then, you know, she can rock the mic and rock it with clarity, and that'll be good. Canada's Fun asks, why will Ascension be on a Thursday? Because we wanted to do a 5-day countdown, and we started the 5-day countdown when we were ready to start the 5-day countdown. And, I mean, if we think about it more deeply than that, it pretty much doesn't screw over people who only play during the week, and it doesn't screw over people who only play on weekends, because getting a head start into the Ascension cycle really doesn't mean anything. So it just means that if you can't play till Saturday, you might have to wait a couple of days and shiver with anticipation. But other than that, it's all right. But we were ready to put the countdown up, and we wanted it to be a 5-day counter, and there we go. Let's see. Toxic Popsicle asks again, and we should probably add this to the fact, why do Phonics Downs appear on miscellaneous and food and drink? It's because they're in that kind of weird category where they are consumable items that do stuff for you, and 99% of those items that do that are food and drink. So they're also tasty. I mean, if you've never actually eaten a Phonics Down.
This is true. Very and easy. I am back with a fresh can of Guinness Pub Draft and a freshly emptied bladder. What did I miss?
Just the question about... A question you walked in on, and why will Ascension be on Thursday?
Oh, it'll actually be Wednesday night.
That roll over.
And that's just how it happened, right? That's the answer?
Yeah, I just said that we wanted a 5-day countdown, and we were ready for the 5-day countdown on whatever day that was.
I will put up an announcement about this, but there will probably be 2 or 3 hours of downtime prior to maintenance on Wednesday. There will be a big announcement in the maintenance thing, but just for a sort of last blast through to make sure everything got pushed to the live servers correctly and make sure everything is working okay. And to do one a really fresh, major, entire backup just in case some catastrophic event happens and we end up having to roll back. Not that that's going to happen. Not that that's even remotely likely. I hope.
Think we've put anything in there that even at this point would be exploitable. So,
yeah. Let's see. Queen Q Elizabeth says Holo Records is scrolly in 1024x768, and Pale with Pretentious Paint description has typos times 2. Uh-oh. I was in a hurry. The Holo Records. I don't know, man. I don't like those just giant columns of single things. But I like even worse than that, even less than that, people's names being broken in the middle of a line. It does suck that it has horizontal scroll bars in 1024x768. Maybe it doesn't for me because I am in compact mode all the time. Should probably figure out a better way of doing that. Maybe just hide more sections instead of putting stuff side by side. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm having so much fun just looking at these new leaderboards. Just the random consumption and the random things in your kid. Like, it's just weird seeing people run on certain bizarre items just because they see after rollover that they can be on that list.
Yeah.
If they just go to the mall and buy 5 1-wing stab bats and put them in the mall or put them in their case. And I'll look at the typos on the paint description I'll look at it a while back. I will go back in time. Red Knight says, Dear Jick, do you think in the future KOL will get a corporate office? KOL already has a corporate office. It's the apartment above my garage, which has been converted into KOL's corporate office. We have... what do we have that makes us like a corporation, Mr. Scholar?
What do we have that makes us a corporation?
Yeah, I think we're exploiting third world workers.
We've got evil.
That is true. That's true. I've sort of affixed an all-seeing, sinister eye to the front of the house, like Starbucks. This wasn't good at all. This was not funny. Not really worth. Not really worth saying.
Let's continue.
What? Tinkeron says the names of players on the front page records automatically logs me in somehow without asking for my name or password. Huh.
You've got to have some kind of stored password then.
Yeah. He says, edit to my last comment. I have tried and others couldn't replicate it. Perhaps it's a Firefox password save issue or something. At any rate, the name links are awkward there. That's true. I have those coded differently, the ones that get dumped onto the front page, so maybe I should write in an exception for all of those that make it not show links. Cheeky Jez says, would you mind delaying Ascension for another week? It's going to be right in the middle of my exams. I'm sure no one would mind the extra weight. Ah, yeah, totally. Everybody, one more week, because Cheeky Jez has exams. Mm-hmm. Mig says, so why don't you put a stop to all the asshats selling ring settings, because that was a fairly harmless leak and had been there for a long time.
And in 3 days, it won't matter.
Not even a little bit. Mm-hmm. I am the AZN man says, will food drop in Oxygenarian Path during adventures just to spite us? Also, drunken fish are stealing my waffles. What are you to do about it? Food will drop in while you're adventuring an Oxygenarian, as will booze any place that it drops in adventures. But not to spite you, for you to auto-sell and get free goodies. It's something different.
And
Brock the Mad says...
Store. I mean, yeah.
No, that's true. Let's see. Ashlyn says, do you by any chance have an idea of how many countries players come from in the world? At least 2. because I think we have some Mexicans playing.
Yeah. Seriously, though, at one point we established that we had players on all six populated continents.
There are six?
Well, there are seven continents, and Antarctica is really kind of a write-off. But we had Australia, Europe, Asia, Africa, North America,
South America. I don't believe in South America. Hmm. No, I believe in Africa and Asia and Europe, but I don't think there's actually anything down there. Although I believe in it in Risk. That's always where my my domination starts.
Yeah.
First we take South America.
I'll see you in heaven if you make the list.
Let's see. Slashor says, what is your first ascension skill count as? Softcore or hardcore? It's softcore. Let's see. Alan Croza says, can you re-explain the ascension hardcore, normal, etc. to us? A lot of people don't understand that. Okay. Normal ascension, which is to say a softcore ascension, all of your items go into storage, and you get either 20 items or 20,000 meat in increments of 1,000 per day that you can pull out of your old stuff, and you can't get anything from other players, you can't get buffs from other players, you can't get stat boosts from your clan and stuff until you've played 1,000 turns into that ascension. And then after that, everything is just behaves as normal. You'll be able to take everything back out of storage. A hardcore, you don't get to take anything out of storage, and those restrictions last the entirety of the run. So you're basically playing the game with no help from other players at all. You're just sort of at the mercy of what the game decides to give you. And that's the difference between softcore and hardcore. Ashaland asks, will the ascension tests be reset on the leaderboards, or will Hot Stuff's 103 hardcore ascensions be up there forever? Yeah, they will. Those will vanish. Every single thing that they got... The guys who are doing the testing are going to end up really, except in terms of knowledge, they're going to be so far behind everybody else because they'll have lost so much. They have used up so much of their stocks of items from before during the testing, and they will lose everything that they've gained. They will lose all the skills that they've gotten. So, they're going to be starting out new at, you know, as level like 10 players probably, just wherever they happen to be. In the middle of the thing, but definitely they will all vanish from the leaderboards, and it'll be a while before any of them come back onto the leaderboards. I mean, for the most part, they're not people who really care that much about the leaderboards, but, I mean, you know, some of them, they're gonna get into doing speed runs later, and I mean, you know, but by that time, other people will have figured out the tricks. Other people will know just as much about the content as they do. But, yeah. Let's see... The link to the forums on the login page opens up in the same window. I always forget that it does because when I'm logged in, the link opens in a new window. Any way to fix, or could you give a reason why it is that way? I think just because that's how it got set up. Let me see if I can fix that. I bet I can. Target equals blank underscore space colon WQ. Push login.php. Yay, it's fixed! Let's see. Ashelon says, are you looking forward to Thursday or worried, knowing that some asshats will be trying everything to break your code to get ahead in the game? I'm less worried about this than I am about a lot of rollouts of code, actually, because this has been so thoroughly tested. You know, I'm obviously nervous. I'm nervous because, like I said, it's the biggest content rollout, but, you know, I've had the guys who find these things... working on finding these things, and you know, as many bugs as we find in live code, they've found that many in this code, and you know, it's been a lot more thoroughly tested on the dev server, so when it rolls out, it'll be okay. Wigglebot says, hey, it's FUCJYOU's birthday in a couple hours. Please say happy birthday to him for me, as I will be napping. Happy napping, Wigglebot. Happy birthday, FUCJYOU, on behalf of Wigglebot and on behalf of all of us, because we like system FUCJYOU. Don't yeah. Mr. Skeleton.
Very much so, and I never would have known that because of his player name, but some people
yeah.
came to me and said, I know that this guy's player name, you would kind of think he's a jackass, but he's really not, and
mm-hmm.
he's not, yeah. FUCJYOU, he's good people.
Look at this turtle I tamed, asks a question. And this is an interesting thing. Look at this turtle I tamed. Was talking some shit about me the other day, I guess. Thing that he listened to like the Shorebots remix, and had said that from the pictures that he had seen of me, he always envisioned me as Cool Hand Jick. But after hearing my voice in that, has decided that I'm just some nerd after all. Look at this turtle I tamed. You got to realize that it's possible to be both at the same time. And I like Cool Hand Jick. I will. I'm going to pretend that you actually believe that that's what I'm like, and let that phrase coining stand as not a negative but a positive. Anyway, he asks, question, at what single moment did you each truly realize that KOL had become much larger than you ever thought it would be, also less than three, guys? I don't know, what's that moment for you, Scully?
I think that as soon as the Croatians came in, which was fairly early, that was kind of like, holy crap, there are people in other countries that are playing this. And that feeling has just continued to build over the entire life of the game. Like, oh my god, there's 200 people in chat. Oh my god, there's 300 people in chat. It just keeps scaling up.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, really, the moment at which it became something that I knew was going to occupy a niche big enough to be worth mentioning was probably the Something Awful invasion, because that's when... I don't even know what the player IDs were like then. I mean, they were five digits still, I think. I mean, it was always kind of unexpected. I mean, I didn't really expect anybody to take it seriously, but it became evident fairly early that some people were. I don't know that there, you know, like I said, apart from that, I don't think there was a specific moment for me. But, you know, like he says, it's just every day I wake up and I look in the mirror as I'm not taking a shower because I'm a dirty hippie, and I say, dude, this is nuts. And,
for example,
every day it's more nuts than it was the day before.
Right now there are 1,548 people on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, wow.
Let's see.
Jill Bob?
Yeah. Jill Bob says, P.S. to my last PM. Oh, let's see. Jill Bob says, any chance of 1 week doing the JNS show at GMT friendly time? It starts at 2 a.m. in the UK, and I rather value my sleep. She has dial-up, so she can't download it from Cold Front either. The highlights in the forums are nice, but it means you miss some of the Scully's mom jokes. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. What time would prime time in the UK be here?
If 6 p.m. is 2 a.m. there, that means they're 8 hours ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
So to start at...
like noon?
6 p.m. there, we'd have to do it at 10 in the morning.
10 in the morning. There's no such thing as 10 in the morning. Yeah. So, no. Sorry.
If there is ever a recurring blank spot in the Radio KOL schedule, we could maybe see about running it again.
Yeah, and I had actually kind of considered... like, it seems like, for the most part, if we make people aware of the show, that we get more questions than we can answer in a couple hours. So, I mean, I had considered, like, maybe doing, like, a 1 hour just on my own, if I could get some slot for that, you know?
Mm.
Just because partly, having the structure is kind of neat. Having something to do once a week. This is like church for me, Mr. Skullhead. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like, it just seems like it might be worth doing a little more than just this. But, you know, so maybe that could be a little earlier. I don't know. I like for it to be late enough that I can drink during it, but I guess nothing wrong with drinking at noon.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Sorry, I was just in Tennessee.
Right. Oh, let me see. So, Flaren says, how about the option to not have stores show up in the mall search list if you're ignoring the owner? I don't like giving meat to those on my ignore list. Yeah, it might be an option that I can set it up so you can turn on. Jill Bob says, last week I laughed at Scully for pronouncing URL as Ural or Earl or whatever it was. Then I realized I want to say FAC as FAC. Does that make me a bad person? I say FAC. Actually, I pretty much alternate between FAQ and FAQ.
Yeah, which confuses me, because you do that with PAX and PAX for the Penny Arcade Expo.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, I live to please you, so I try to alter it to whichever one you want, but then it changes.
Well, but if I use both, then neither one nor the other is going to bother me when you use it. And also, grow some scrote. Tell me to go fuck myself. It's fun. People like to listen to that. Oh, Lady J says, did Jake just feel like getting drunk today? You can't convince us it's for testing purposes. Talking about the 999 dirty martinis on the leaderboards. I did that so that my favorite food would always show up to other people as dirty martini. Just thinking, because that's more than I would ever drink of anything else for testing. And then, it just happened. Happened to be the thing that got selected for the leaderboards. See, that's the interesting thing about these leaderboards is that they're actually just randomly selected from the consumption tables. Anything that anybody has eaten or drunk that's not, anything that's not just like obviously spoilery. Like we've got some stuff that's restricted from showing up now that'll slowly trickle out. And a lot of stuff that's kind of tied into the database that, or the field in the database that Coldfront uses to get item info out. They're going to be invaluable in the future in letting me know which of the Ascension items have come out and which ones need to be marked public, which ones have actually been found, so that more and more stuff will show up on those leaderboards as time goes by. I wasn't trying to... I really, what I probably ought to do is just make myself immune from all the leaderboards. Because, I mean, that's no fun. Because I'm sure at some point, like, that deepest basement levels cleared lifetime when I was the only one on it showed up on the front page. And that's, what does that make me look like? Somebody comes in for the first time, like, oh, I see. This guy who made this game just got a leaderboard with just him on it. That's really cool. Stan Hubrio says, hey, Jick and Scully, I was just wondering if you could perhaps illuminate for us what a day in the life of a bugbear might look like. I've always wondered, thanks. There is an alarming coincidence at work here, Mr. Hubrio, and hopefully one of these days pretty soon you will see what that coincidence is. Thundergate says, Ascension, will I be like a newborn in the sense that I am reset with a set number of adventures to start, loss of fullness and drunkenness, or will these carry over when I'm reborn? Fullness and drunkenness get set to 0, turns get set to 80. That's something that should probably go in the FAQ,
yes,
or the FAQ, either one. I'm actually really surprised that nobody thought to put that in that thread in the first place where we were working on that. Don't save up turns for Ascension. I mean, you know what? It might not hurt. There have been some changes, and I was going to just do this unannounced, but I will announce it here, so people who listen to the radio show and read the forums will hear about it, but I won't officially announce it until it actually happens. When Ascension rolls, I'm going to reset everybody to the bottom of the Sorceress Tower because there have been some changes to the way that stuff works, and I want people to see it and not be just totally surprised when they see it at the end of their first Ascension. So you're going to need enough turns to get back up the tower and then to solve all the puzzles and all the stuff at the beginning at the top of the tower. But if you're clever, it won't be more than a day's worth of turns. Then whatever you have. I mean, basically, you're better off at the end of a run using up the rest of your turns to, like, farm stuff to get out later if you're going softcore. Or, you know, to farm stuff to get out eventually if you're going hardcore. Because those turns will just go away when you ascend.
Right.
And you'll get reset to 80. But, yeah, I mean, basically, on the day you ascend, you effectively play 2 days worth of the game. Which is fine.
Yeah, and the 80 adventures make sense, because that's kind of what every new person gets.
Yeah.
Word.
Number 8 says, hi, I was wondering, could you add a haggle option in the stores? Like, if somebody decides to try and haggle, depending on the owner, set a haggle price, or the price would double or no buy. I don't think anybody really wants that. I mean, I know that, like, Trade Wars had a haggling thing that was just kind of annoying, and it was just really like an opportunity for people who wrote scripts to be better at Trade Wars than everybody else. With doing it at player stores, I don't think there's any way to implement that that wouldn't just be annoying to everyone.
Yeah, I would have to say number 8, take a break. Take a break, number eight.
But I was just listening to that song today for the first time in years. This is just really 10 dozen minutes of random synchronicity.
And
the synchronicity of my city,
I was just about to say that. And this is 120 minutes of realizing that Jig and Skullhead are the same fucking person.
Yes, yes, indeed. Fierce and Phantom says, as of rollover, my turns played is 333,333. Today is 3 days before Ascension. Cool? Interesting? Neat? You decide. Oh, I've decided that it's cool and interesting, but not neat.
See, I thought it was neat and cool, but not... Well, it was neat and interesting. I don't know if it's cool.
Okay. But, and if only we had a third person to believe that it was cool and neat, but not interesting, then the
fourth
Trinity
person
would be
complete. To crave the taste of human flesh.
That's true. Mig says, I was just wondering, why do you guys rock so much? Really, this is the best free game ever, you know that? We wish you would come out of Villa sometimes and talk to us. We're never in Villa.
What? Villa sucks. I mean, the Villa's a fine channel and people enjoy it.
Villa doesn't suck, I just never go into Villa. I never go into Villa unless somebody's like, hey Jake, they're talking shit about you in Villa, and I go in there and just like say something rude to the people who are talking about me. I mean, the thing is, the reason that I sequester myself in the dev channel is to get work done. After Ascension, I'll feel a lot less bad, and I think the word for less bad is better, about, you know, heading down to people think that we rock. Zaku says, will there ever be any unlockable shopkeepers for the stores in the mall? For example, a Nobgoblin Elite Guardsman. That is actually kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, anything that we can put in more content with no effort.
Well, and it's new content that...
people would love.
Yeah, people would love it, and it doesn't have to be balanced at all. It's not going to have any impact at all. It could just be some random thing that you unlock. Wow, that is an awesome idea. Thank you, Zaku. Duke of Norway says, could a link to the Ascension fact be put up in the news pane in-game? Login page announcements do not show up for me. What?
Doesn't it? When you log into chat right now, I thought it...
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, the announcements are there in the chat pane also. There's something going on, Duke of Norway, if you're not seeing those.
Also, the KOL image server appears to be down.
Does it?
Yeah. Everything's starting to pop up.
Answer a couple questions.
And the forums are down. So, yeah. Eddie Izzard style. I could just kind of sit here and, like, sing little nonsense songs for a while and kick it as Eddie Izzard style, but I can't even say Eddie Izzard, so no. Comrade Jesus says, would you guys do a contest, please? No. Just in case you start at the end of the question list this time, what will happen to tattoos after Ascension? You'll keep them. Keep them all. All the ones that you have. Excellent. Garland says, are you sure it is a good idea to update the list hourly? The same dirty, rotten elite that had dominated the old stat boards can now just buy first place on the collection boards. Yes, but how many times are they going to be able to do that before they don't have the money to do that anymore? So,
yeah, I mean, they're disseminating their... Sorry, I'm back, and everything should be okay now.
Okay.
You would think that as somebody who this happens to over and over and over again, I would just write a script to rotate out and clear out old log files so that the web server log files wouldn't just keep filling up the hard drive on the forums and the image server. Because sometimes this happens while I'm drunk or asleep, and it doesn't get fixed for a long time. Anyway, I think we're in okay shape now.
Yeah, so the idea is that people who are watching those lists and they see cat appendices and they own a store... The prices of cat appendices go up. The people who want to buy their way onto a leaderboard buy them for a lot of meat, and meat gets spread around in the economy.
Yeah, to the people who are randomly selling cat appendices in their store, which are just going to be kind of random, you know, and probably random and fairly, like, non-wealthy players, because why would you mess with that, you know? I don't know if cat, like, I might be talking about cat appendix, and that might be, like, something that's actually useful for something that I forgot about, but, I don't know.
227 fettuccine encounters.
Yeah, there you go. Aldona says, how do you expect the Ascension expansion That's hard to say. Will affect content and updates for pre-ascension material. Well, it involves a lot of content and updates for pre-ascension material, and it also... See, here's the deal. Like, during the summit and during the testing, we came up with 10 times as many ideas as we were going to have time to realistically put in before Ascension. And so a lot of the little changes that we've made lately have been geared towards making it so we can roll out changes to the pre-Ascension content in the future as we add like more of a framework to them without having to modify the way the game plays. You know, because here's the deal, like really Once this rolls out, once this is live, the game is kind of done. You know, it's existed in this unfinished state where you get to the end and what you see is a sign saying it's not done yet, and that's not going to be like that anymore. So the thing is, we really want to make it so we don't do things that really dramatically change the overall structure again, or are really going to screw things up for people who, you know, get used to playing in a post-ascension environment. So we got, you know, there's still a ton of room to grow wider rather than deeper, I think.
Yeah, brand new massive gameplay stuff will probably be for the sequel. So.
Yeah, I mean there'll be some stuff that, I mean, nothing really dramatic probably will change. There will never again be a change on the order of this change.
The nice thing though is that what was I going to say about that? The nice thing, though, is that we will be probably adding a lot more content just because this is out of the way.
Yeah.
And just because we don't have to worry about putting in a bunch of new mechanics or a bunch of new mics. Yep.
I'm trying to... I got logged out of the thing. Wow. Wow, we're an hour in. Who was that, Aldonos, that asked that last question? Yes, all right.
Aldonos.
Back on track.
Cornelius.
Lilu Dallas Multipass. Fresh Curd says, after I ascend hardcore, can I send someone else a gift from my vault, i.e. something special and rare that I have in my inventory now? You can. There is a period of time at the end of a hardcore ascension where... before you ascend again, you are allowed to interact with the world as normal again. And you don't... You get a flag set that tells the game you completed it hardcore. And so, yeah, at the end of hardcore run, you will be able to do stuff even without even having to do a softcore ascension in the meantime. I mean, that was exactly what we were trying to avoid. Rainbow Sunshine says, and this is actually something that came up, is there a chance that Ascension may be removed temporarily if a game-breaking bug appears within the first few days? There is a certainty that it will be removed temporarily if a game-breaking bug appears, but it's the chance of such a bug appearing, I think, is fairly small. No, I mean, it's negligible. No way is that going to happen. Let me see. Baby Scarface says, if I drink and eat myself silly, then choose a hardcore oxygenarian ascension. Do I start with 200 turns? No, we've answered that. You start with 80. Skycrew says, can you make it so that if a clan leader does not log on to their account for a long period of time, 1 or 2 months, you can transfer leadership to someone who is active? That does need to change. Because right now, if the account gets deleted from inactivity, then there's code in place to like sort of transfer leadership of the clan to somebody else. But it doesn't really check to see if the other person is active, and it doesn't. That is something that needs to be looked at. Fatty McFat says, "Hi, can you delete the guy who duped all those items because it makes people feel bad? Can you delete his name? Thanks. Yeah, I need to just get rid of the store inventory. That guy was awesome, by the way. He found an item dupe, which." I mean, we thought we were done with those, and people always managed to surprise us. But he didn't really do anything with it. You know, he put the stuff in the store, and then he felt bad about it, and he reported it, and he had me just kind of freeze all of the assets on that account. And thank you, Meepok, for being a nice white hat. But yeah, I should eliminate store inventories for disabled players. I should just do that every night. Although I just worry about the occasional false positive that we get when we disable somebody. You know?
maybe something that does that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Funny Guy says, will we be able to message people / propose trades when we are out of the Ronin phase? Yeah, when you're out of Ronin, everything will be normal. The 3 says our cone seems to be from June 5th. Can you get rid of the confusion? Okay, I did screw up the date, huh? Or did I?
The 3 should be today, right?
Yeah.
So that's the 6th.
Is it?
Yes.
Today's the 6th. All right, and the 4 was on the 5th, so... Yeah. This is going to be a weird-looking thing in the old announcements. All right. Done and pushed out. Thank you, Archon. Funny Guy says, we move everything into our closet before Ascension, correct? Nope, into Hank's ancestral mini-storage. Tuffy says, I was able to smile on Werebear, though, so it works on softcore Ascension. Well, if he was in Ronin, he might not have been. Or it might be the case. I mean, there are some restrictions that are in testing, and so if you try and do something from the live servers, it's using the code that doesn't check to see whether people are hardcore or Ronin. So, like the PvP stuff especially, like, that was a little tricky to test because of that, but, yeah.
So, Disco and it says, lots of people don't understand how to play blank white cards. Could you explain it? Probably not, but...
Yeah, we should probably, you know, you link to... Do a search on Google for 1,000 blank white cards.
I'm so ahead of you, I've come up behind you again.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Why the hell is Rift Site on GeoCities? Can we just buy him some bandwidth?
there is one, there is a version of it that's mirrored somewhere. The Discordian Intelligence Agency mirror of it.
Yeah, there we go.
But I think his is still the first one that comes up. Let's see. Tuffy says, will there be any new trophies in Ascension? Yeah. I believe I have, at this point, coded 7 of them, and we will add more as time goes by that are based in part on the post-Ascension content. Let's see. Dark Chrono says, hey, Jake, if I ascend, will my clan's total power be affected, or will it count as if I weren't in the clan? The total power will be affected. You will modify the average on there. However, you've probably seen the ascendingest clans leaderboard, so, you know, people can compete in that regard.
I really think that should express itself in decimal places as well. Because the way it is now, if you have less than an average of 1, you just have 0.
Oh, yeah?
You could let people compete to getting, 3 decimal places worth.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
Jesus, the Ninja Pirate. That's a great name.
It is.
Should I address his question?
Sure, go for it.
Excuse my ignorance, but what is the point of Ascension? Just to accumulate massive amounts of class-specific skills and increase non-clone replayability? Or... will the benefits be beyond what we could gain by cloning? Point of Ascension is to make the game continue to be fun after you've done everything that you can do running through the game one time, and to get new content and to see new stuff and amass all the skills. Yes, if you're a what would that be, a diamond or a club?
Sure, diamond, spade, both. Yeah. I mean, the thing is, right now, we don't feel like, or at least I don't feel like, whenever we come up with something, they're like, wow, wouldn't this be cool for a brand new player? We put it in, and most of the people who are already playing are just never going to see it. And in a post-Ascension environment, when you have the opportunity to just keep playing through over and over again so that there's, like, actually some challenge every day, you know, and you don't just get up to the level where you kill everything in one hit. I mean, sure, like, I'm sure there are going to be people who don't want to do it. I'm sure there are a lot of people who would rather just watch the numbers get bigger. They would rather continue to play the markets and stuff. But, you know, we just want to give the opportunity for people who just get bored and quit to not get bored and not quit. Also, to increase lag. That's one of the major reasons for Ascension to roll out. Yeah. Ace Troubleshooter says, I plan to get a real KOL tattoo, but I need ideas. I'm open to ideas if anyone wants to K-mail me with ideas. I think if you don't already have an idea of what you want it to be, you probably shouldn't get a tattoo. How do you feel about that, Mr. Scullett?
Yeah, I think anytime you think about getting a tattoo, you should have the design in mind for at least a year and see that it doesn't change. Because if I went with the first tattoo design I wanted to get, I'd have a big-ass Celtic cross on my shoulder, and that's no good.
You wouldn't want a big Celtic ass cross on your shoulder?
Maybe an ass Celtic cross, something.
Let's see. The Chrono Mage says, "Hey guys, will there be bigger packages for gifts given?" Maybe. You might just want to keep your eyes open post-Ascension. Stan Hubrio says, "So, now that Ascension has arrived, will you two be throwing any crazy parties / other random debauchery? Please elaborate so I may celebrate vicariously." Not yet. I'm looking at probably sitting here for at least a week, just kind of watching everything roll out with a combination of butt-puckered nervousness and pride and excitement as people discover stuff and talk about it. The Invincible Swimming Gecko says, "Of the four ultra rares, is anyone easier to find than another, or do they all drop in the same way?" They all drop in the same way, just in different places. I mean, it might be the case that some are easier to find than others because they occur in places that are more frequently adventured in, but they're not easier to find so much as more likely to be found. Let's see. Sizzler says, "Will there be any Ascension-only ultra-rare items to be found right away? If not, are you considering adding any much later?" That is a question that I'm not going to answer. You'll just have to find out for yourself. Zare says, "Can we have rest and relax on the skills page?" Maybe when I go through and redo the horrible jank-gasm that is the rest and relax code, I will do it in such a way that it'll be easy to drop into the skills page. So, sure. This says Hepatitis ABCs, which is an interesting name. This may have been asked previously. I've noticed Jake has been in channel dev lately. Is this for development purposes or some badly typoed tribute to Devo? Both, actually. I was under the impression that Devo was just spelled D-E-V. So I made it, and then I was like, you know what, while I'm in here, I might as well invite like the other people who are on the dev server in so that I can talk to them about development stuff. Thanks for asking. Let's see. Amazing Upa says, "Will there ever be clan collections? They would be really good to foster clan camaraderie and unity." It might actually be cool to just do some random leaderboards for the most of specific items in clan stashes. Because that way, you know, if you wanted to do that, you could. I mean, which is, you know, if you wanted to get all the people in your clan together to put a specific item into your stash. Let's see. Squeaky Cheese says, "Will there ever be an option for people to completely remove themselves from Ascension and just level up? That way they could forget about Ascension and work on seeing how high the sentence fragment?" I mean, that option is to just not ascend. Like, you're not forced to do it. You can just continue to play the game the way you're playing it now and pretend that there's no new stuff.
I think the council makes fun of you, though. Or they should.
Yeah.
The council does say something about that. And so perhaps after maybe 200 adventures, they should just start making fun of you.
Karmic95 says, "Are clan leaders going to be allowed to ascend?" Yeah, that restriction was got rid of.
Oh, I can be the leader of Sparkle Motion again? Kick ass.
Money103 says, "I'm just wondering if anything useful will ever be added to the gift shop, because now it's rather pointless." Well, there are a lot of people who like it, and if you're not one of them, then it's pointless to you, and probably a lot of the things that you like would be pointless to the people who do like it. So, yeah.
And the gift shop will get more interesting.
Yeah, but not any more useful.
Yeah, it's never going to be useful, but Fuhrer, not Der Fuhrer, but the excitement over that when it initially went in, I think is going to continue as more is revealed.
Tiny Plastic ANUS says, "I remember a while back you said after Ascension that you would start talking to the players more. Is this going to happen?" I mean, probably just because I won't be working quite as hard. For a little while, at least.
Right.
Let's see. Aldona says, if I have an item that's critical chance times 2 and another item that's critical chance times 3, what is my total chance to critical hit times 3? You only ever get the largest multiplier. Yeah. Let's see. Crapstorm says, well, it's finally here, ain't it? Nifty shit. The one thing I'd like to see before all my shore trips get reset to zero is the ever-elusive 10K shore trip trophy. Any chance? Well, I don't know. How close are you and how long are you willing to put it off?
There's nothing nice way to treat the Crapstorm.
But the Crapstorm is, he asked me as smart as a question. I don't know. That wasn't really a smart-ass question. I mean, I know. I mean, but it's one of those things, like, you know, that trophy's hard to get. Like, you got to really be dedicated to it, like the 227 Fettuccine and Canus trophy. A Frobos Pirate says, in keeping with the Strange Leaflets Zork theme, shouldn't some sort of message appear when typing blankety blank blank blank? There's going to be some new stuff put into the leaflet. And yes, that reference is on the list of references to put in there. Let me see. Garland says, will the rewards from the special hardcore paths be stackable? That is, do you get anything for ascending as an octogenarian more than one time, or do we get anything except E-penis? Yeah, it will become evident to you once you do it the first time what the reward structure is like, and then you'll see that there is a... Yeah. I mean, really, we figured out if your goal was to get every item that wasn't like something that didn't drop. Like if your goal was to get every item in the game, it would take you like 2 years if you didn't want to buy them in the mall. Or stuff you can't buy in the mall. Kinky Sexmace says, hey, I'm going to Nationals for debate on Friday. Wish me luck, please. Good luck, Mr. Sexmace.
I hope that you prove to be much, much more than a novice debater.
Yes. I would go so far as to say that I hope you prove to be an expert debater.
Yeah. Kinky Sex Mace is cool, by the way. Yeah.
Weren't you on
the debate team in high school?
I wasn't on a team. I did Lincoln Douglas debate, which is just a mano a mano, one on one, tete a tete.
Prêt à porter.
Yes.
I have to go to the bathroom again, and I'm taking all kinds of shit from people for peeing, but I would rather
that's
be
better
than
mocked than taking the piss for shitting so much.
Yeah. I would rather be mocked than have a big stain on my chair, so I'll be right back.
Indeed. Swordmaster9944 says, when are you going to update the asymmetric site? That's a very good idea. A very good question. That was not an idea so much as a question. Yeah. I don't know, man. I found another project to work on that's I would argue is much better and a lot more worth spending time on. Lusty Pirate Wench says, the Hollow Records of the Weird isn't updating every hour. Can anybody verify that? Because I wasn't aware of any problems with it. TechSmurf says, another idea, make the Hollow Records use the same layout as the museum. Yeah, maybe so. Make it just so you've got like an actual pictures to click on and stuff in there. A Rapbot Killer says, why do things have to be in your display cases for the Weird leaderboards? Well, because that's the best way of... The stuff that goes into your display case is like stuff that you want people to see because you wouldn't put it in there otherwise. So, I mean, like, that's kind of makes sense that that's what that would go on. And also, you know, I'm just lost. I'm lost when Mr. Scarlet is gone. I can't even finish his sentence. I'm trying to think what I was about to say. The display case, and you can see this because it seems like every two or three times that I run the code that picks what items go in there, it manages to pick one thing that's just not supposed to be in display cases, because there was a brief period of time where you could put quest items in display cases or stuff, you know, that was not quest items, stuff that wasn't flagged as a quest item was already in people's cases. And so there were, you know, those collections like I think Hot Stuff has a collection of 15 mirror shards from the Sorcerer's Quest, which was obviously not supposed to be something that you could do, but that's just going to sit there now. Where am I going with this? Oh, right. Okay, so now the restrictions on putting stuff in the display case are sort of identical to the restrictions that we would put on the items that get selected to show up in those leaderboards. Like, you're not going to be able to put anything in there that's not supposed to be publicly available, and that's just handy for it to already be like that. Quango says, will Oxygenarian be able to use spleen-tastic stat boosters? Yes, yes indeed. Menden says, do you think that I can have a, do you think that you can have a familiar that is in some way related to the oh-so-cute Vinegar? I want one. I don't know. Then there would be more than one type of Gar, and you would face the two-car Gar rage. Or the two-car Gar rage.
Yep.
Let's see. Benderama says, how many Mr. A people have donated for so far? Oh, how many Mr. A's have people donated for so far? That was not his problem at all in writing that message. It was entirely mine in reading it. You know, looking at the, I'm learning things about the bank. I want to say 45 or 50, actually, which was a ludicrous level of response to that I was totally not expecting at all. Apparently, people are pretty excited about it. And, you know, from the looks of this, apparently a lot of people just have random wads of Canadian currency laying around that they finally found something that they could use it for. So I think that's part of it. But, yeah, thanks, everybody, for all this Canada.
That was awful.
No, come on. Well, that's the thing. Like, I process all these by hand, and so I'm having to come up with some dumb joke or something for everyone that I give to somebody, because I mean I don't want it to just be like a form letter, you know. Like all the that's kind of weird. Like all the mail donations, I feel like I should do myself rather than just having them automatically processed or having Zly take care of them, just because like so many people just like write me letters and stuff, and so I feel like I should respond to them. And so like I've just suddenly there's three times as much mail as there usually is, and so I've just been having to make a lot of dumb Canada jokes in the last few days. But yeah, the bank, try not to send coins, because I don't have any way of converting coins. So, no, like, I've got piles and piles. Like, I guess I'm just going to have to go to Canada and take all this with me. And just, like, you know, all right, nobody but me is paying for soda for the entire time we're here.
The bank won't take them, then?
The bank won't take the coins. Yeah, it's weird.
Hmm.
I'm sure there's probably some place in town that, like, does currency conversion specifically. How can you not believe in South America, says Wigglebot? It's where the llamas come from. I don't believe in llamas either. Llama to boot to boot. Swordmaster 9944 says, what's the difference between drunkest players and most hungover players? Swordmaster 9944, I'm glad you asked. The drunkest players is the people who have the highest drunkenness level right now. The most hungover players is the people who had the most, the highest drunkenness rating at the end of yesterday. So that's what there is. Now I'm going to go to the bathroom.
All right. We should have figured out a time where we would just both go to the bathroom and then play a song and give our listeners the chance to go to the bathroom as well.
And that's probably true. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a change in the weather that's making both of us similar to 8-year-old girls in terms of our bladder capacity.
Well. I blame the just festering crap that fills my entire body after driving cross country, shaking the allergens and dust off of seven unbelievably shitty states, by the way. If you ever want to make the least attractive and pleasant drive across a country that you possibly can, take I-40 from Tennessee to California. I don't know if Zach is, nobody knows his name is Zach. I don't know if Jake actually went to the bathroom or not. I'm guessing he did, or he would be saying something. He wouldn't just let me sit here and natter on like it. Yeah. Romulux. Actually, Gula Gula said, did Mr. Skullhead just quote an R.E.M. song? Yeah. Jake is a huge fan of R.E.M., and I'm a pretty big fan of R.E.M. I just don't have much R.E.M., but I like what I've heard. Yep, that was Driver 8. And Romulux asks, when is all the bug meat going to be removed from the game, and why didn't you ever reset the game to get rid of it? Wow. That's a discussion we haven't had in a long, long time. Pretty much all the bug meat is removed from the game. We put in meat sinks and did various balancing things until we got it to where, if not all the bug meat is gone, at least it's at a level where having bug meat really doesn't guarantee that you're going to be a powerful force in the game. So, I mean, there are people who are on the wealthiest lists who have gotten that way by playing the market. And that's, you know, that's not just bug exploiters. We never did a reset because it just got too big. There were too many people playing the game for us to say, we're going to take away all the stuff from 95% of the people who didn't do anything wrong so that we can get the 5% of people that did. And that just wasn't at all attractive to us, so we didn't do it. And I think it worked out better this way. We gave people fun little options to get rid of that bug meat instead of just taking it from them. And it
is still getting better every day. In general, the economy, I believe, is still in, at least in terms of the overall amount of currency, it's in a state of deflation. However, the stuff that I see is contains a lot of meat that's not actually, like, in circulation, so I don't really know. Good answer. I heard the last part of that. Yeah. Scotty Girl C says, the clan Iocane Powder by itself has players on all 6 populated continents, plus several island nations like New Zealand and the Philippines. But I hate Iocane Powder, so they don't count.
You should, looks like your mic got bumped away from your mouth.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, you're a little more quiet.
It was actually buried in my hair. Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Awesome. I should really get a haircut. Tiny Plastic ANUS says, why does Legacy HOR not have links to the new leaderboards?
It does.
I thought I fixed that last night. B10B says, is there anything really good for people to buy during Hardcore Ascension? It seems like there's nothing to do with meat besides shore. At least there's times when meat is a significant problem for you in Hardcore Ascensions if you're trying to go quickly. Karmic95 says, will ring settings have any point? Sure they will. They have many points that get bent around things to make rings.
You know, I was about to, you know, go on a little tirade like, why would we just put something in the game that didn't have any use and wasn't implemented and blah, blah, blah. And then I thought about all of the things that we've done that
with. The flaming crutch and the...
Awful Poetry Journal.
No. Does that do anything? No.
The Poetry Journal's going to at some point.
Yeah, and we already know the disturbing fanfic does, too.
Yeah.
Alpaca says, during Oxygenarian / Teetotaler Pass, will the special adventures at the tavern still give drunkenness? If so, what's the rationalization for getting drunk without drinking? No, you actually won't be able to... The tavern you won't be able to adventure at all post-quest in an Oxygenarian or Teetotaler run, and the adventures that give you drunkenness in other places just won't happen to you.
Really? Wow.
That's a pretty recent change. I mean, I just figured that I would make it consistent, you know, since it was in the very beginning we made it so you couldn't go into the tavern at all, but then it's like, you know, you also won't be able to use, like, the bang potion that gets you drunk, and you won't ever get drunkenness out of 6/6/8 scrolls, that kind of thing. Like, I just basically made it so your drunkenness will, unless there's something wrong or something that I forgot, your drunkenness will never go above 0 if you're on one of those paths. Even the yummy tummy. I even found that and remembered that occasionally a yummy tummy tastes like tequila and gives you 1 drunkenness.
Holy cow. I'm impressed. I had no idea that you were going to do that. And I was just preparing to make some kind of, you know, bullshit backstory.
Right. Karmic95 says, will you be doing things to kill the lag monster? Yes, actually. Among the things that I have planned to really focus on post-ascension is that, definitely. And if I look at it more and it turns out that the only thing that I can do is a significant hardware upgrade and to switch to co-location here, then I'll just start focusing on that and get that done. Because it is getting bad. Like, I honestly feel like if I started playing the game now and could only play during the day, I would probably have quit playing just because it's so slow. I don't know that about myself, but I just have a feeling that there are people who, you know, would be enjoying it, but just give up because of these, you know, just sort of crappy technical issues that we're having. And it's something that really needs to be dealt with, and I do understand. I believe that Ascension is going to help lag. I believe to the point where I I'm going to owe Bashy $50 if it doesn't. He's bet me $50 that the day after Ascension will be as bad as Easter and that it will last weeks. But basically that it will be as bad as Easter. And, yeah. So I'm really hoping that Ascension actually cuts down on lag instead of creating new lag, because I don't want to have to give that jackass $50. Romulux says, shout out to my SA goons from the leader of the SA Guild. Indeed, indeed. Karmic 95, yeah, you've asked enough questions. Stop it. Casey Trombonist of Doom, which is a cool name. Will you have to prove yourself literate again after Ascension? No. Erkassendil says, I have only one regret about heading into Hardcore Ascension. I won't be able to use my GMA to smile on newbies, non-ascenders, and out of Ronin friends. Any thoughts on this? Yeah, that's sad. But, you know, the thing is, it's going to stabilize. Like, this is what a lot of people don't realize, I don't think. Some people who are, like, the power gamer types, as they adjust to this scheme of ascending over and over again, yeah, they'll be in either Hardcore or Ronin all the time, but most people, it's going to take you a lot longer than your set of Ronin turns to actually get through a single Ascension. So as soon as it gets to the point where not everybody is doing all this stuff all at once, and I honestly suspect that that's only, you know, a very few weeks out, like, you're not really going to have to worry about it. I mean, sometimes people are going to be in Ronin, and sometimes they're not. And, you know, the newbies who... Well, I mean, I guess that is the problem. If you are that kind of person, then it's a lot harder for you to be nice to other people. But, you know, I mean, yeah. I don't know. You can hang out at the end of an Ascension and be nice to everybody, you know, for 2 days. Be especially nice to people. Be however long it takes to do a Hardcore Ascension worth of nice to people in a couple days, and then go into your next Hardcore Ascension. Amazing Upa says, and I don't remember if I've talked about this or not, but I know I meant to. Would it be possible to add colored tags to each channel you're listening to? Yeah, I'm actually looking at writing an interface so that you can... For everybody else, it just defaults to the way it is now, but that you can go in, and it gives you a list of the channels that you have access to, and then a drop-down of colors, and you can just pick them. So that way you can set it up however you want. I mean, if you want most of your channels to show up in gray, and then one to show up in red, you can do that, you know, just like... kind of, rather than me picking and forcing it on everybody, just letting people pick their own. And I think that's fine. Armax says, so on Wednesday night, the Ascension testers' profiles will be visible again, right? Because I'm tired of not being able to prove to noobs that a sober pill exists. Well, you wouldn't be able to see it on their profile. Plus, that's one of the things that's going to happen in the downtime before maintenance on Wednesday, is that all the sober pills are going to vanish. You know, we've already got all this, you know, we've got code set up to just sort of nuke all of the Ascension items that anybody has. But right, you know, before the thing even comes up again with Ascension Live. So, yeah. Toenail 1, and this brings up something that I wanted to talk about. What was the purpose of switching the Chow Mein? Did you do it just to keep people on their feet by messing up their Ascension stockpiles, or did you have some secret ulterior motive? I gotta say, it's something that didn't even occur to me, that people would have been saving up stockpiles for Ascension. We weren't trying to screw anybody, we weren't trying to piss anybody off, we weren't trying to make it so your piles of stuff were suddenly not what they were supposed to be. We just noticed that it was backwards and made it, we strained it out again. And, like, when I look at changing stuff, I always think, like, okay, is this gonna piss people off? And to whatever extent I feel like it is going to piss people off, that's the extent to which I spend more time going over it and thinking, okay, is it really necessary and in the best interest of the game to do this if it's going to piss a lot of people off? And, you know, if I determine that it is, then I do it. But this, I mean, it just honestly never even occurred to us that anything about this change would piss anybody off. And it did. And, sorry, guys. I mean, what I hope will happen, though, is that if you were stocked up on big piles of muscle chow mein that suddenly became mysticality chow mein, that you'll be able to find somebody who had a big stockpile of mysticality chow mein that now became muscle chow mein and switch back and forth with them. So, yeah, sorry. I mean, it just, yeah. People reporting problems with it. You know what we ought to do on these is I ought to put times down, not just the date, but the time also on these. Primavera Angel Hair says unlockable storefronts would also be cool. Yeah, that would, I mean, because that would also be kind of a meat sink, because you'd have to sell your store to buy a new one. You know, something that I meant to do, like, those storefronts were never supposed to be permanent. Like, I just really half-ass grabbed images that I already had and stuck them in there, and the shopkeepers and the way that those stores look were, like, those were placeholders. And then I was like, well, crap, if I change them, people are going to have chosen it, and then suddenly it gets replaced with something else. But in a situation where people are, you know, probably getting rid of their stores and replacing them with other stores, I mean, this is not a big deal. Or maybe I put some, you know, you get to remodel your store and pick a new storefront for like 1,000 meat or something. You know, or you can switch to a different shopkeeper for 100 meat. Something like that. So that those unlockables can go in without you having to just build a new store. That's it. That was such a neat idea. And something that had just never even occurred to me, a place to put unlockable content, and it never even occurred to me. Lord Magic says, we and Villa do not suck. Oh, of course you don't.
that was one of those things that probably shouldn't have been said out loud. I don't know. I've just never gone into Villa, so I can't really say.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Madame Defarge says, please don't come visit Villa unless you buy a dock. Thank you very much. Okay. I won't, I promise. Loading this again. Wow, it's 7:30. And I'm timed out again. Awesome. You want to answer a question while I...
Let's see. Are the disturbing fanfics going to serve a purpose, asks the Aaron. Not right after Ascension, but eventually.
If they were in the initial blast of stuff that we had designed. So, but then we ended up kind of not doing that because we couldn't figure out a good way to do what we were wanting to do. So that guy kind of pushed back in favor of some other content. But, one of these days. Let's see. New forum thread. Jick announces end of KOL. Huh?
Because you said, you know, Kingdom is pretty much done after...
It's done, yeah. I'm not planning on changing the way that I... High on Bread says, will the goofball prices reset each Ascension? Yes, they will. So you can get one free thing of goofballs every time. Teen Rocker says, will our history of consumed items be reset? I'm currently working on eating mass amounts of fettuccine and Kanu, but I know I will ascend the moment that I can, even if I haven't eaten 227 fettuccine and Kanus. No, that consumption records will not be reset. Dark Arconio says, so is there ever going to be a new continent? I've heard rumors. You know, there might be, but it won't be what we had initially discussed doing, which was that we would have a new continent full of, like, premium content for people who donate. Because that's just no longer... As it turns out, the level of growth creates with it a level of donations capable of sustaining the growth, and so we just don't really need to sell anything. More than we already do, I guess. Speaking of selling stuff, we're getting close on the store, Mr. Skullhead.
Oh, excellent.
There's all this stuff and the things working, and Zly has been doing yeoman's or perhaps yo woman's work in finding our options for packing and shipping and stuff. And and my mom wants to sell stuff during the barbecue in September.
That's cool. People can meet your mom.
I invited her, asked if she just wanted to come and see what it was like, and she was like, well, I don't know, I'd feel kind of out of place. And then she started asking me questions about the barbecue, and was like, are you going to set up a table where you sell your stuff? And I'm like, I don't know, it hadn't even occurred to me. And she was like, all right, I'll come, I'll do it for you. I think my mom wants me to sell stuff and make more money. She knows that I'll have to take care of her in her dotage, because you're just going to ditch her.
Yeah. Kick her to the curb actually was more my plan.
I see. Circle Jerker says,
wow.
Question. You said that you can take 20,000 meat or 20 items. Do chow mains count as one item or five items? A chow main counts as one item. Can the error message, says Ashland, about people not being able to accept items be changed to this player can only accept gift boxes? I might mention it in that if you really want to send this player something, use the gift shop. Ganster45 says, could you make a chat where people can say whatever they... All right. Could you make a chat where people can say whatever they onent and not get banned? No. You know, the internet is full of chats like that, so go to one of them if you want to say whatever you want and not get banned, okay?
Even if you want to say whatever you onent.
Yeah.
Although that was handy for me to find out where we were on the question list, because onent is a fairly...
Yeah, and really, I mean, the O-N-E in onent, if you pronounce it one, and then say want, God.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, I mean, Mr. Skullhead, what the fuck is wrong with people? Seriously, I mean, I envision a future in which only people our age can speak or read.
I envision a future in which... only people our age will be able to speak and read and understand each other, and people our age will be completely cut off from future generations, and we won't even be able to communicate.
Because, I mean, you know, I'm not one of those people who's like, language cannot change, because I understand that language has to change, you know, but not into this.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there are things that, you know, like, I'm pretty much done on the whole nauseated thing. Like, I just feel like if somebody who pays as much attention to it as me was not aware of it for so long, that it is effectively, the usage has changed the meaning.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there's no excuse to not have consistent spelling anymore. The reason that spelling changed so much is because only one out of every 1,000 people knew how to write. You know? And so there wasn't any way to look things up. So stuff got changed. Yeah. Garland says, the next time somebody asks you, OMG Teclit, what is Ascension? Would you please spell out their names a few times to allow us all to believe it? Not really.
It's not kind.
A Dead Heart says, will we ever be able to put jelly on toast? I like bread and butter. I like toast and jam. What's the rest of the words to that song?
That's what baby feeds me, because I'm her loving man.
I see. I don't actually know. You will only be able to put Vaseline on toast, and the only thing you will ever be able to use to color your hair is tangerines. In-game Hero says, what is hardcore PvP? Hardcore PvP is PvP done by people who are in hardcore. The Chronomage says, about viewing Mr. Skullhead's profile, will the thing about him helping Jake with Ascension coding be gone? Yeah, it will. Although you're not going to see anything interesting on any of these guys for a couple of weeks, because they are firmly ensconced in their positions that they share with me, which is that this stuff should not be spoiled. That the best thing about this is going to be just seeing people discover the new content. And, yeah. Crazy Ape says, H-Jick, why did you choose the name Hank, H-A-G-N-K? You'll see. Pirate says, what's going in the distant woods and desert beach? You'll see.
More stuff. Well, for the name Hank, you can see that with the skate gnome, that gnomes have their own interesting nomenclature.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Let's see. Bitsy says, if, and it's just an if, I mailed my Canadian money with 20 cents in postage missing, will you still send me my Mr. A's? I'm good for the 20 cents, I promise. You know, I don't know what happens if... I've never had anything arrive at that P.O. box postage due. I don't know if that means I've never been sent anything postage due, or if... yeah. So I have no idea what'll happen. I mean, if I get it in my hands, I'll give you the stuff for it. I mean, it's not like I'm going to say, like, nope, sorry, you only get 1.95 Mr. A's because I had to cough up 20 cents Canadian somehow.
Do they still do what they used to with the little envelope that they'll leave you, and they'll actually deliver it to you, but they give you an envelope where they expect you to give them 20 cents?
I don't know. Even before I started getting the kind of mail that I get now, I've never had something arrive postage due, ever. Yeah. When is it that they did that?
Way back in the day, I remember owing the postal worker 25 cents, and I never paid it. But I don't know what happens if you never pay it. Like they said.
But back in the day being your adult lifetime where you were getting mail, I mean...
Well, I was still living at home, so...
Don't you 17. Always live at home? Isn't that what
I was
at
living
home
at my parents' home, you bastard.
I'm just saying. Mufasa says, will the items in the gift shop ever be tradable? All of the items in the gift shop are already tradable. Unless you mean the container items, which no, because they're not really items. Liberace Guevara says, will clans ever be able to merge, and can clans ever have two leaders? I mean, clans can merge like no blubba-dubba flesablige or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They turned it. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, a flubba-dub and a flubba-dub-dub and noblesse oblige merged into one clan. And I don't know what it's called. I need to I'll look at Bashy's profile and check. It is noblesse a dub dub a flubba bleige.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. Miraxis OK asks, in the wrong place, but I'm going to answer this because it's a good question. Will people that make their characters after Ascension rolls out be able to see the new Ascension content, or will they have to ascend to view the content? They will have to ascend to view the content. Yeah. Because it's not... there's not a lot changing about the game as it stands now. There's just... stuff that happens after you ascend. Rocky says, are you going to stop being Jick after Ascension? No, but you will be able to see my my profile. Jumbo Brian says, can we defeat the Naughty Sorceress and then not ascend? Yeah, you absolutely can. Or is that all done together? No, it's a multi-step process that you get plenty of opportunities to stop. I Speculum asks for a chicken soup item to send to people that are under the weather. That's a good idea. Duke of Norway says, will Crackrox the Barbarian experience the same completeness as KOL after Ascension? When you win, the Naughty Sorceress keeps insulting you after death. That's not the Naughty Sorceress, that's the Evil Queen Rainbow Drop. I've been through this several times. I don't understand why, what it is about me that makes me get stuff 99.9% of the way done and then just not do the last little step. There's got to be some deep-seated psychological issues that if only I knew something about psychology, I could figure out. If only there was some sort of training that you could get. Let's see. Amazing Upa says, will the weird table eventually ever show every item collection and consumption in the game, or is there a set number of items it will show? I mean, in the sense that, you know, if you had a million-sided die, could you say, would it eventually land on every single number if you rolled it an infinite number of times? I suppose yes. The collection leaderboards randomly select 6 items from the entire set of distinct items that exist in people's display cases. So everything that can go into a display case will eventually, you know, show up. At least it has a chance of showing up. The consumption table, that actually also looks at the consumption. It only shows things that are consumed. So, how you doing over there, Mr. Skullhead?
I'm just listening to the melodious sound of your voice.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, in a bit of a, I don't know, kind of a fugue state, I guess. When you go on the long rants, I just kind of start contemplating my own navel.
Right. Are you an omphaloskeptic? You don't believe in your well, omphaloskepsis means the act of contemplating one's navel, and one's mabel.
Contemplating what a navel is.
Right.
Or what an enabler is.
Betrayer says, what about the non-alcoholic drinks, the beverages that give fullness instead of drunkenness? Where do they fall in the past? They count as food. Joe Is Me says, as I understand it now, all the existing quests will be in Ascension plus more. Is there anything different for the Friar's Quest if you're on the 2 no booze paths? You'll just have to wait and see, Joe Is Me. Supreme King Tom says, sorry, Jick, I sent a few Canadian coins with the other Canadian money. That, you know, it's fine. Just like I said, it's not the end of the world. I'll eventually figure out some way to spend it, I guess. But, I mean, there are people who just sent, like, bags of coins. So I'd prefer if that didn't happen. I love llamas, says Jick. You do not believe in llamas. That hurts me very greatly. I'm kind of sad. Also, what could be the reason for not getting avatars in a month? The post-ascension business? Yeah, I don't think there are any that are a month behind now, though. If so, they won't be for long. Armax says, have you seen the so-called census of loathing in the forums? 1% of the population has 80% of the meat in the population. I'm not sure that that's true. Oh, wait. I meant 1% of the people have 50% of the kingdom's meat. I'm not even sure that that's true. Here's the thing. I'm going to take snapshots of a lot of stuff pre-ascension because it's interesting to me to see. It'll be interesting to me to see how things change. Like, I'm going to do a count of, like, you know, how many people are in each class, that kind of thing. Yeah. I mean, it's neat. I like that data. I'm just, like, it kind of, it's hard for me to look at data collected from a sample of the player base when I'm sitting here at the database and can just get that data from the entirety of the player base, you know? So, yeah. Oh, wait, the Awful Poetry Journal is used in the game.
Yeah, but only one of them.
Right. So, Tuffy says, is it possible to follow all ascension paths in every character class, essentially finishing the game? Well, I don't think there's any specific event that happens when you do that. But, you know, it's certainly possible.
You get completeness points.
Primavera Angel Hair says, can you buy new Familiars of the Month in Hardcore? Not equip, but at least buy. Yeah, you can actually use new Familiars of the Month in Hardcore. Just not equipment. Which, there are reasons for that. So, I mean, I guess conceivably, if you were doing a Hardcore run during a month that we accidentally released a really unbalanced Familiar of the Month that just suddenly made Hardcore runs kick a lot more ass than normal, then you might have an advantage because you got there first. But the thing is, it's something that somebody else could eventually get, you know? Let's see. Primavera Angel Hair says, flip side of sending prizes, how easy will it be for DJs to accept donations? That's another good question. I mean, the gift shop thing can always happen for that. But, yeah, well, you know, well, we will see what it actually looks like. What, you know, I know people have a lot of concerns, but, like, these concerns are sort of, in a way, based on an incomplete understanding of the way that the landscape is going to look afterwards. So, you know, we're not going to leave the DJs swinging in the wind. We're not going to leave the people who win contests hanging. You know, we'll figure something out. Like, if there's a problem, yo, we'll solve it. And then you can check out the hook while our DJ revolves it.
We need to get a DJ.
We do.
To revolve stuff.
Yeah. Like if the carousel in the microwave breaks.
So a very small DJ.
Yeah. Well, or a telekinetic DJ. You know, my microwave is so crappy that it doesn't even have a carousel.
Your microwave is... I'm convinced it's not a microwave. It's like an old test model for particle accelerators.
It's a macrowave?
Yeah.
Oh, so read the sober pill, says Armac. I was referring to Boozer's display case. No, that one will go away, too. Jacko the Brave says, are you ever going to make a use for flaming crutches? There's already one. You just haven't found it, because you're not clever enough.
Mm.
Yeah, that was mean. Tavern Wench says, if you can't go into the tavern, you will not be able to get lenses to drop, so making drinks to sell from items that drop will take adventures. Softcore only. Yeah, but, you know, if you're on a no-booze run, don't try and make money selling drinks. You know? Like, that's a choice I'm willing to force people to make. It's like, yeah. Let's see.
Captain Ahab says, regarding the tester at the campsite, what bothers me is that it's outside the house. What if it happens to rain? Why, it's no wonder it makes so few pieces of toast each day.
Well, that's more about the internal bread generator being limited in its ability to alter the fabric of reality and create bread out of thin air.
You'll notice that you never put anything in the toaster.
Yeah, honestly, that has occurred to me, and it bothers me a little bit, too. But you'll also notice that it's not plugged in, so rain isn't really dangerous.
You'll also notice that it never rains.
That's another thing that you'll also notice. Yeah. Let's see. Could you guys make it possible, says Ganster45, to buy more than one store? No. What is the point of that?
Yeah.
Let's see. Are pails being re-implemented, says Key Lime. No, they were already re-implemented yesterday.
Lol.
Lusty Pirate Wench, will there be many new trophies after Ascension? There will be many new trophies after Ascension. Key Lime asks if we can buy your mom, and no. No, you can't. You could try, because I would really like to see my mom just beat the shit out of some people. That would just, you know.
What the hell is wrong with Key Lime?
can't read.
Key Lime, we are now ignoring you.
Toxic Popsicle says, so will there be items only people who ascend can obtain? No, so there will be items only people who ascend can obtain. Will these items be non-tradable? No, most of the items, most of the normal items that you get are tradable. The thing is, a lot of the stuff that you get, the content is not stuff that's necessarily an item. You know, it's mechanisms that exist in places that only ascended characters can go to. Madame Defarge says they don't collect postage due anymore. They just stamp the envelope postage due and deliver it anyway. That just seems like a waste of ink.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, the weird thing is they never held the item until you paid them.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I'm glad they're giving us the benefit of the doubt on that, you know, but... Let's see. Are there any specific items? This is another one from Key Lime, so we're not going to answer that.
Yes.
Two questions, says Disconage. Jake, are you left or right-handed? Same question for Mr. Skullhead. I am right-handed.
And I am left-handed. Together we are ambidextrous.
He's the sinistral component of our duo, and also the gay one. Mm. Commander Adama, who... Yeah. The pretentious artist is, like, obsessed with Battlestar Galactica, and I just can't, like, I can't get into it. And Commander Adam is a character from Battlestar Galactica, and it's just funny. I just kind of laugh every time I see it, because he just won't stop talking about how great it is.
I thought it was pretty good.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I just, like, I'll watch, like, half an episode. I would record for him on the TiVo thing, and he would come over after work and watch it whenever there was a new one. And he would just be super excited, and I would just, like, watch the first half, and I'd be like, I'm just going to go do something else while the show ends. Like, so, I mean, there were some cool parts, but it's like, you know, I don't know. It's hard for, what does a pirate put on his baked potato? Says RPG Crazy. Arr, chives.
Wow.
I wonder if, surely people get that joke, right? I mean, that's the picture that comes up when you mouse over archives.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would hope so.
Supreme King Tom says, can we use Mr. Store familiars in Hardcore Ascensions? Yes, yes you can. Anyway, Commander Adama's question was, when adventuring quickly with my disco bandit in the barrel full of barrels, if I'm suddenly killed by an explosion, it gives me 4 turns of beaten up instead of 3. Why? I don't know. That's a glitch, I guess. Yes. I'm certain that that's a glitch. But a tiny plastic DJ says Tuffy. Armax says, please post your player data then. Census lovers, thank you. No, I probably will. Baby Scarface says, just to clarify for idiots like me. Oh, come on, Baby Scarface. I will say hello to your even littler friend after I answer this. Are permanent skills you gain from Ascension available only in Hardcore, or can you get them via a normal Ascension? Okay. Permanent skills, here's how it works. Permanent skills that you get in a Softcore Ascension, or that you take with you on your first Ascension, which technically counts as Softcore, are available to you in every future Softcore run that you do. Permanent skills that you keep from Hardcore Ascensions are available in Hardcore Ascensions only in the future. No, I'm sorry. Skills that you take with you from Hardcore Ascensions are available in all Ascensions in the future, whether they're Hardcore or not. So, yeah. It'll make sense when you see it. Like, when you see the way the list is, the ones that are designated as Hardcore are designated as Hardcore. Yeah.
Ashelon says, is there any chance one of the rumored Ascension pills will be placed in a display case for us to see? You know, there's really nothing to see. The image is identical to a sober pill, and I don't think there is even an item description. If there is an item description, it is something along the lines of the incredibly clever, this is an Ascension pill. Like some of my earlier item descriptions that I was really good at writing. Yeah, it looks like something, Betrayer's pointing out that the cave-ins in the mine also give you four turns of beaten up, which that's, yeah. Probably I have it doing four because of the way that beaten up works in fights, because the hit points are actually subtracted from you before the adventure is subtracted. But yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah. Liath says, no. Let's see. Jomi says, when we ascend, will our previous level and number of ascensions be shown in the profile? Not your previous level, but your number of ascensions, to be sure. Yes. Hodash says, I read that we get to keep our current familiar as its at its current weight after ascending. Does it get to keep its attached equipment as well instead of said equipment being stored? No. The equipment does get stored. Any chance of the careful not to read... Oh, trophy. I don't know. Maybe, yeah. I do like that idea, PVA, and that'll probably go in at some point. Can you please label the wheel choices in the castle with one for the choices that use an adventure, as in the Daily Dungeon's locked door choice? That is a good idea. I'm surprised it's not already like that. I should look at the way that that works in general. Yeah. An evil twin says, what's the point of the chef and bartender in the box blowing up so frequently? It has added a lot of expense to food and beverage prep. Well, not as much expense as it has saved you in the number of turns you didn't have to use making those things. The thing is, the food recipes are balanced such that it is always worth it in terms of the number of turns for you to spend a turn cooking items into, you know, their resultant recipe. And the bartender violates that, you know. It makes the stuff too easy to get for as good as it is, and so it's a temporary thing that uses up resources to do. I mean, you know, you need to be making choices as to whether it's worth it to you or not, and if it isn't worth it, then just use the turns. You don't need a chef in the box. You don't need a bartender in the box. You know, it's just something that's nice to have, and it gives you, like, a sort of temporary, slightly imbalancing advantage.
Okay. Sure.
Let's see. Can we have some random fight, says Sephiroth, at KOLCon 2, like your mom versus a chair or some other stuff?
Well, the first one had the epic me versus the bub fight.
That's true. Maybe when your mom sits down, Sephiroth, it's a fight with her in a chair, but my mom's in fairly good shape. To which you say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I try to keep your mom in pretty good shape.
Uh-huh. Let me see. Right. Like they said, 120 minutes of dead air and coughing with Jack and Mr. Scullet. Criswell also reports the four turns of beat up happens to the cave-ins. That's awesome. Grok the Mad is asking, hi, can we get a make meat paste link in the combined items menu? Makes it easier when you run out. Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea.
Or at least next to the message that says you're out of meat paste.
Right. Let's see. Can a sucky decal, says Man of Moo, ever be applied to a bitchin' meat car to make a, big surprise here, decaled bitchin' meat race car? Probably not.
No, we don't want to encourage the racer culture.
You know what I don't want to encourage is that, why is that called ricer?
Because the cars are from Japan, and they're therefore disparagingly referred to as rice burners.
As rice burners. And so it's like just another one of those things where it's totally okay to make fun of Asians.
Or to say that Asians eat a lot of rice, I think that ought to be okay. It's true.
Dude, whatever. I honestly feel like, I don't know, man. They don't refer to Mexican cars as bean burners.
That's because there aren't any Mexican cars.
Yeah, I know. Mexico can't afford to make cars.
German cars as sauerbraten burners.
sauerkraut. Sour Braten Burners. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see why that's okay. Because it seems like somebody would get pissed off. You know what? Asians are too smart to care. That's the thing. So none of them are ever going to whine about it. Yeah. Because Asians are smarter than white people. Is that a stereotype it's okay to...
I think so. Although I've heard that some Asians are offended by that because, you know, hey, fuck you, I can be stupid.
Right, right. And, I mean, I've met a lot of black guys that were like, no, my dick is tiny.
Yeah.
But Armax says, Scully is bringing his guitar to KOLCon too, right? Because me and Neville want to jam with him. Are you going to jam with Neville and Armax, Mr. Skullhead?
Sure, provided we can find a place where Jick isn't.
Oh, come on. I like it when you play the guitar.
Yeah,
I don't like Mr. Skullhead's singing, in case you guys weren't aware of that. Well, are we done?
I think we're just about done. It's funny, Iceback is up next, offered to let us go over because he was sure we were going to have more questions than we knew what to do with, and I said, really, the time limitation is for us.
Yeah, the questions, they seem to peter out at exactly the right moment here. To E. Peters 02 at exactly the right moment.
Yep.
But we didn't, you know, we probably could have gone back into the questions from last week had we run out and needed to, but we didn't. So, yeah, I'm cool with being done.
All right. So, and next Monday there will be no more questions about when Ascension is and a lot more questions about what Ascension reveals.
Indeed.
So, we'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.